broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be. I'm excited. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is going to drop by. You know, we've been friends for a while now, and we met a couple of years ago out on the campaign trail, and just a great salt of the earth guy, and makes a terrific pillow. Honest to goodness, I've got the MyPillow sheets, the whole nine yards. So anyway, Mike Lindell making some headlines last week, irritating the mainstream media because he's a person of faith. And we're going to talk to him this hour. Also, Julia Jeffress Sadler is going to be here. She is a very, very popular reality TV person, and she's also the daughter of Dr. Robert Jeffers from First Baptist Dallas. Julia has triplets, and she's got just a terrific story, and we're going to be talking to her about what's happening and how moms and dads, families, can maintain their sanity during a cabin fever. So we're also going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I got a message from Steve in Cedar Springs, Arkansas. I guess he called in last week and got a copy. We were giving everybody a copy of the book, one of my books, and he got the book, and he said he wanted to say thank you, but didn't want to come on the radio, didn't want to come on the air. So, well, Steve, thank you very much for that, and thank you for listening to us. Let's go to Bryant, Arkansas. Richard is listening to us on KARN, Great Heritage Radio Station, and we're honored to be a part of the brand-new lineup there. Hey, Richard, how's it going today?
Pretty good, Todd. How about yourself?
You know, as Dave Ramsey says, better than I deserve, so but pretty good, actually.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to just let you know, I'm pretty proud of our governor here in Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. I think he's been doing a wonderful job through all this COVID-19 mess. You know, people have been asking him about the Louisiana state line and other state lines about posting police or National Guard, and he's totally shot it down so far. He doesn't want to go with that, and he's been receiving a lot of pressure, not only from other citizens but from other governors and other states. You know, approximately 65-75% of Arkansans want him to put the whole state on lockdown, and he's not going to go with that approach. He's been doing a very targeted, you know, approach as far as, you know, making it to where it's essential workers, but, you know, if you've still got to get out, get out. And even a state lockdown, it's not martial law like people think it should be. You're still able to get out, but he's done a wonderful job. We're one of the few states that still is not under a stay-at-home order, and I commend him for that. And I think we should keep the state lines open, keep commerce flowing, and
Richard, I'm curious. Why do you? I've received a lot of messages from a lot of rock solid conservative people, and they're terrified, absolutely terrified. Why do you think that is? You think they're just watching too much of the mainstream media coverage?
I think it's part of that. Part of it's not them not being prepared. You know, if you're of a prepared mindset, you're always ready for something. You know, and, you know, now that the event's here, you know, I've just been sitting at home for a few weeks working and living life at home. But, you know, it's as long as you're careful, I don't think it's that big a deal. I've seen a lot of folks, you know, begging and wanting him to make this lockdown and, you know, talking about churches. And they're just willing to throw their rights right out the window as soon as this pandemic has started. And, you know, I don't think it's a smart move. You know, to go to some of these places, whether it's church or, you know, even, you know, the grocery store, try to stay away. But I don't know. Just don't throw your rights out the window just because of this pandemic.
Boy, they sure have, haven't they, though?
Oh, yeah.
Never seen anything like it.
No. I mean, it's, you know, even some people I'm pretty good friends with, they're just like, no, they need to have a complete state shutdown, stay-at-home order, and they just don't understand. It's not martial law, which would be a whole other level, but it's just a piece of paper, and why put that piece of paper out there, just like all these other states have done, when you're still able to go out and do as you please? I mean, a stay-at-home order isn't really a stay-at-home order. It's a suggestion and a piece of paper.
That's a fair point there, Richard. And I hope what I'm about to say, I hope we don't lose our entire audience in Arkansas. But I will say this. I do support, there is one time a year that I do support the roadblocks. You know, I'm from Tennessee, and I'm a huge University of Tennessee Volunteer fan. When we play Alabama, we set up the roadblocks.
Yeah, it's football is a whole nother level. We all hate.
Don't judge
other.
Me, Arkansas fans. Don't judge
until,
me. So
until as long as it's an SEC team in the championship, I think we're all right.
We're very ecumenical that way, right? We're mortal enemies, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to the championship, you know, we're behind whoever the SEC team is.
That's right.
I really do hope it's Tennessee this year. I really do. All right, Richard. Hey, appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening to the show. It's great to have you with us. Let's go to Eastern North Carolina. Jay is listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Todd. Listen, I'll tell you, I was hoping that you might be able to get a teacher, a professor of statistics from either Liberty University or Truett University to weigh in on how statistics can be applied to the decision-making process of either the use of hydroxychloroquine and or the decision to lift the restrictions that are being imposed on people and able to get people back to work and get the economy going again. And if you want me to explain a little bit about where I'm going, I will, if time permitting.
You know, we've got a few seconds here. I think there's a terrific idea, and we'll pass this along to our producer. But, yeah, what's your take here?
Well, it seems that there are three terms in statistics that I remember as being important. The first term is population, the second term is random sample, and the third term, and the one that I really want to focus on, is confidence, and that word confidence. And so if, for example, we regard those having COVID-19 as the population, then we take a random sample from that population, and normally the number you want is no less than 30, and then you see whether or not the hydroxychloroquine is effective. And of course, an effective might be the standard of effectiveness may be some measure of mitigation of the sickness. And based on the results of that random sample, you can get to this word confidence, and you can apply a percentage, if you will, statistical measure to that. And generally, if you have no less than 30, as I recall, if you have no less than 30 items in your random sample, then you can be at least, as I remember, 90% confident that your random sample is actually representative of your population as a whole.
I see where you're going with this, and we're coming up on a break here, Jay, but I want to ask you this. Do you think the numbers are adding up in your estimation?
Well, I very much do, especially when I've heard about what happened in France. Now, when I heard that in France there were 80 patients, I assumed that those 80 patients, or I just decided that those 80 patients are a random sample. And if one can say that they are a random sample, and if one says, and it turns out that 79 of those 80s had substantially mitigated symptoms of the virus due to the application of hydroxychloroquine, well, I think the confidence factor is quite substantial. So the point is, as I said at the very beginning, how this affects the decision-making process with respect to, number one, the application of the hydroxychloroquine, and number two, just as important in the decision-making process as to when to lift the restrictions on the maneuverability, if you will, the mobility of the American people and the back-to-normal back-to-normal phenomenon of the economy.
No, it's look, you know, I think this is a terrific idea, and we'll touch base with both those universities and see if we can't get a stats professor on. That's it's a terrific idea you have. Hey, look, Jay, thank you for the call. Folks, we do have to take a quick break here. Our telephone number, toll-free, 844-747-8868. Again, toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Well, here you go. This is from Ohio, Akron, Ohio. State Representative Tavia Galanski she's a Democrat. She's calling for President Trump to be brought up on international charges, crimes against humanity. She's very upset because the president is, in her estimation, is not doing a very good job. And she is infuriated because he suggested that hydroxychloroquine could be an effective treatment for the virus. And so now I wish I could tell you I'm making this up, but it's I am not. She is calling for the the Hague to try the president and also Republicans, as I guess all of I don't know. As it now stands, there has not been a knock on my door, so maybe it's not all Republicans. Who knows? So there you go. Tavia Galanski. She's like a, I don't know, an Ilhan Omar wannabe, I guess, or an AOC wannabe. There you go. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, real quick here, this coming in from the New York Post. Governor Andrew Cuomo suggests that coronavirus deaths in New York could be hitting the apex. As it now stands, around 9 or 10,000 Americans have died as a result of the disease, and most of those here tragically in New York City. Also, New York is preparing to bury people in city parks. So they have this is what they're telling us. They're saying that because there have just been so many people who have lost their lives, that they're looking at using parks as temporary burial grounds. Now, this is interesting. Apparently, the word leaked out. So they've been planning this. This is part of a contingency plan. And they're just having a hard time keeping up right now. And City Councilman Mark Levine says that they're going to basically dig trenches for 10 caskets in a line. That's what they're saying, using parks, city parks. Anyway, that's the latest there. Coming up a little bit later in the next half hour of the show, we've got some great guests. Mike Lindell from MyPillow is going to join us. Also, Julia Sadler, who is the star of the TLC show, Rattled. She has triplets. And she's going to give us some advice on how to deal with being cooped up in your home. Maybe you're struggling and just having a hard time dealing with it. She's going to be taking questions from you. So if you'd like to call up, you know, we'd love to have you on the air. So there you go. Have you been watching Have you been watching this Tiger King show?
I just finished it yesterday. I haven't watched it.
What a phenomenal. I just couldn't. It's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off it.
You cannot. It's just, I've never, it's unbelievable that, and you know they're going to make a movie out of it.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know they're releasing another episode this week, apparently.
What?
Episode 8.
I have no doubt.
Oh, episode 8. Yeah.
Wow. It's a fascinating
show. The Last
show.
Tiger.
The Last Tiger.
The Last Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger. what's the guy's name? Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
I didn't realize he actually ran for president.
Oh, yeah.
Ran for president, ran for governor of Oklahoma, where he finished third out of three in the Libertarian primary.
19% of the
of the Libertarian vote.
Good for him. Good for him. Folks, if you haven't seen it, I would recommend it. It's a great escape, but it is so fascinating. You're right. It is like a train wreck. You just cannot take your eyes off of it.
Yeah, once you start, you can't stop.
Oh, happy birthday to Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd so much. He's the best.
He was like an Ant-Man, isn't he? Ant-Man, is that?
Yes, in Ant-Man. MCU, he portrays Scott Lang, a.k.a. Ant-Man.
And he was in a couple of Avengers movies as well.
Yes.
I don't understand. Again, I don't mean to disparage, you know, the Marvel superhero world, but what is the point of having a superhero named after an insect?
Well, you got Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, but that makes sense.
We'll see. An ant.
He can shrink down, and he has the same strength that he has at full size when he's shrunk down, so he can, you know, sneak up on people.
I don't think all
like
midget manners. So we can't say
well, that's
that would be why we can't do that.
Oh, I see. So that makes sense. You know, he was also an Anchorman. Oh,
that's right.
I love Anchorman.
Where he was responsible for this famous scene that all of us here on the show love.
Well, I'll give this little cookie an hour before we're doing the no pants dance. Time to musk up.
Oh, you gotta musk up.
Wow.
The music.
Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you gonna go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight. No. She gets a special cologne.
Oh, it's special.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent.
Formidable.
Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Ouch.
Yeah. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense. Let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No. Classic movie.
I guess, you know, we should probably tell all of our new listeners and you folks in North Carolina and then Tennessee and Georgia, all the rest of the crew, you guys already know that this is like, that's a classic movie for us, Anchorman. I know a lot of people like the art house films, but for us, this is high, you know, this is highfalutin.
It's one of the movies that I can sit down and no matter how many times I've watched it, I can sit in front of it and it still makes me laugh as much as the first time.
And I got to tell you, I wasn't all that keen on Anchorman 2, but it's pretty darn funny. Yeah, there you go. All right, folks, so happy birthday, Paul Rudd. Look, got to take a break here. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Julia Sadler, coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
On November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families.
Mike Lindell, last week at the Rose Garden, basically preaching a sermon that you would hear like from, I don't know, Billy Graham back in the day, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program from MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Mike, great to have you with us today.
Todd, it's an honor to be on your show. I love coming on. It's been quite a week, let me tell you.
you just delivered a terrific message. Were you surprised at the response from the mainstream media, because they did not like what you had to say?
You know, I've been down that road so many times with them, so I kind of expected it. You know, it started out for me back in the day when I wore my cross on TV. I would get attacked by different people, and for wearing it on TV, and mocked by them, the late night talk show hosts and stuff. And then when I went all in for the president, when I first met him in the summer of 2016, I was really attacked by the media there. They called me a racist. They called me everything. And then getting through that, I'm really kind of happy the way it came down, because, I did that off the cuff. I wrote that right before I was going up there, the other stuff that had been approved. So the president didn't get it, didn't get like, okay, this was planned. It wasn't planned. And I was disgusted more than surprised that in this time we're trying to unite our country. And there's a great article came out in the Washington Post, I think it was today, and even they say, hey, enough is enough. Quit attacking the president, and we've got to get through this pandemic. And these people, like Jim Acosta, he was 10 feet from me, and he's, Mike did it for a PR stunt, Mr. Pillow. You know, people know who I am. I didn't go there. I was invited there for a roundtable event. I didn't even know I'd be speaking and that the president was going to pull us up. I thought I was doing it for the roundtable. And then the other MSNBC host said, something, Mike Lindell's up there preaching out about the Bible. You know what that did this week, Todd? People, they're running out of Bibles everywhere. I guess one of the stores, I think it was Target, they had an article. They ran out of all the children's Bibles online.
Is that
Target?
Right?
So that, yeah, that's great. You know
it is. And look, we had you. You may not remember this, but last year over at Fox News, had you on my show, Fox Nation, and just like, Mike, just share your testimony. And I mean, you are Christ radically changed your life, and you want to tell people about that, which is what every believer in America has been through that, and they want to be able to share that story. You know, God is great, and He can change lives.
Absolutely. I haven't even, my book, I just self-published my book, and that money's going to go, all the money's going to go to the kingdom. I even bought my own paper called What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? But my story is a story of hope. I can't change my past. And I want to tell the world about, when I was actually saved on February 18th, 2017. I always believed in God. I just didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus. Well, now it's easy for me. I can go out and speak to big stadiums, and like I once did a pillow, I can talk about what I really, my really calling, which is evangelistic calling, to go out and evangelize. And to me, we're in a biggest, I've said it before, I believe we're in the biggest revival ever. I mean, this is like before this even came down, this pandemic, I was going to launch this Lindell Recovery Network and help addicts across the country, and which I believe is an opportunity. People look for hope and get into their faith in times of trouble. They do it in times of trouble. When things are going great, people tend to forget that what got them here in the first place.
That's right.
So that was the message I put at the Rose Garden. God gave us grace. I'll say it again. This country, we turned its back on God. We took God out of our schools. We started going down just very bad path. And this is the time where to get back in our faith, to reach out for hope. I said it, Todd. I was telling it on another show. I was thinking about all the addicts at home that have addiction. I'm not talking just drugs. There's all kinds of addictions, from porn, sex, gambling, overeating, all these things that mask our pain, that addiction, I believe addiction manifests from childhood and different things that happen, trauma, fatherlessness, and all this. But I said, as long as you're at home right now, reach out to your hope match. Every addict also knows, like, I'm a 22-year-old heroin addict. I might I know a lot of my friends maybe have died, but I also know people that have made it through. And I told them, I said, reach out to them. That's your hope match. Reach out to them and FaceTime them and get them on there and talk about, you know, hey, how are you doing? And they're going to be doing pretty good. And you're going to find out how did they get through? And you're going to find out 99.9% of the time it's because they found God. They found Jesus.
And, Mike, I want to ask you real quick before we have to let you go here. I know that your company is doing its part in this war effort. You guys are making the masks. Tell our listeners what you guys are doing, what the team at MyPillow is up to.
Well, we started making the cloth mask, and I just checked today. We're up to 20-some thousand a day. I want to get up to 50,000 a day. I believe we can get there. We added two shifts. We took 75% of our production, switched it over to making the cloth masks. We're finding out so much more is needed out there. We have other companies. We're teaching them how to make the cloth masks, and we're also trying to get N95 masks from to get those. I know the president's going to have, once this ends, we're never going to be reliant on our manufacturing for overseas again. So I'm probably just going to keep going with it and just whatever's needed, whether it's gowns or whatever. But our companies in the country, we got to step it up. We're all in this together. We got to get through this.
And Mike, I'm just going to go out and predict it will be the most comfortable mask you will ever own.
Absolutely. They already are.
All right. Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, but more importantly, a brother in the Lord. Mike, thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks, Todd.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
A scare during the break, fellas. You guys know I'm up on the 25th floor of the apartment tower here in lovely Brooklyn, New York, and I thought I saw a drone outside the window.
Oh no, that would have been bad.
It was not good. At first I was like, get my gun. we're gonna have good eating tonight. No, it was not a. No, it turned out to be a bird.
Okay.
So you really could have had good eating tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Could have. It was a very large bird, but there you go. You know what? It's the cabin fever. I'm starting to hallucinate. This is not good. Not good at all. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. And, you know, a lot of people have been cooped up inside their homes, and it's been a little tough for some folks, especially if you do not have a family, or maybe you do have a family and you're spending way too much time together. There is an interesting Gallup poll out, though, that says a majority of children, 9 in 10, so that's an overwhelming majority, 9 in 10 children are actually experiencing enjoyment and happiness while being stuck at home with mom and dad. Those are kids under the age of 17. So that it's a fascinating report, but the kids like hanging out with mom and dad. How about you? What are you doing to pass the time? Do you have a plan, a routine? We'd love to know about that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, I'm really excited about, this is like the first time I believe we've had Julia on the show. Julia Jeffress Sadler, who is the star of the TLC reality show Rattled. She is also a licensed professional counselor and a terrific author as well. Julia, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So this is pretty spectacular, your website. You're talking about a lot of these issues. I have to imagine a lot of folks cooped up and they're getting a little bit rattled, if you will.
Right, yes, definitely. Well, I care so much about this issue of isolation, first off, because I actually was isolated in a hospital for 50 days 2 years ago with our triplet pregnancy and was not allowed to leave a room. And so I personally really feel for people that are going through being isolated and quarantined for the first time. But then professionally, as you mentioned, as a therapist, I know that isolation really is a huge factor in anxiety and depression. And so just doing what we can to help people see the spiritual significance of this time, but also practically find answers and ways to cope so that this is that time that you mentioned for 9 out of 10 kids to enjoy it and parents to be able to get through it and people that are by themselves to feel still feel close to God and know they aren't forgotten.
Julia, I am curious to get your reaction to this Gallup poll that shows a majority of kids under the age of 17 actually like hanging out with mom and dad.
Yeah, I think that that's amazing. I think that's incredible. One thing I remember, I've had a lot of people, our triplets are two, and so I've had a lot of people remark, well, you're lucky because your kids don't know what's going on. And one of the things that we definitely know in counseling and some psychology is that kids are excellent observers, but they're terrible interpreters. And so they know something's going on, but unless we tell them and help give them some kind of context, they come up with conclusions on their own. And so I think that that's a great testament to parents doing a great job. And even though a lot of us are not called to homeschool, it's really cool to see that people are able to handle the pressure. And when they have to do so, it just shows the American spirit.
Julia Jeffers Sadler on the Newsmaker line. JuliaJSadler.com is her website. Julia, let's talk about some of those things that you would recommend. A lot of people, you know, it's been a while now. A lot of people may be isolated. What are your recommendations?
Yes. So I've been sharing the acrostic. It's COPE, just to kind of make it easy to remember. So COPE, calm down, obey, plan, and encourage. And just starting with calm down, like anxiety is such a hot topic right now. It's like everyone has anxiety and everyone's posting, I'm anxious, I have anxiety. And we know actually 40 million Americans are diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. But a lot of times people just don't know practically what that means to calm down. Very simply, we need to do things that do not get our nervous system all stimulated. Like we're stuck at home. We don't need 10 cups of coffee. So watching the news, drinking a lot of caffeine, doing those really anxiety-inducing things, and then wonder why we're not calm, we need to help make that connection. So figuring out ways to calm down, the main thing with that is also believing truth. Like we can't fill our heads and our homes with fear and with constant news coverage and constant just conversations of things we're scared about and still have a calm household. So calming down. Secondly, obeying. You know, there's clearly, especially if you come from a Christian or a Christian, a spirit-filled standpoint, even though this surprises us, the truth is it doesn't surprise God. And so what are we supposed to do right now? What does he have for us? And I know it's probably not a popular thing to say, but COVID is not our biggest threat. Our biggest threat is missing what God has for us during this time. And so I've been encouraging people, if they're anxious because their family members don't know the Lord, stop seeing time being anxious, pick up a phone and tell them about Christ. And so obeying, doing what it is that you're worried about, planning a day is key. We cannot just have all this idle time and have no clue what we're going to do with it or how we're going to fill it. So planning your day, not to keep it rigid, but just so we're not like, well, now what are we going to do? I mean, I was cracking up with my husband. We had gone through like 20 activities and it was only 10 a.m. with our toddler.
Really?
But, yeah. What? But, you know, still having a plan so you're not just at a total loss.
And then I was actually thinking about doing like a puzzle or something, Julie. Is that normal? Do I need to seek help?
Doing a puzzle, I mean, you couldn't pay me to do a puzzle, but if that helps you.
Wow, that made me feel a whole lot better. Jeez, Alou, thank you.
Too tedious for me. Yeah, and then lastly, just encourage. I mean, realizing this is an incredible time to reach out to people. And, you know, the Bible tells us we're not supposed to grieve as those who don't have hope. We do know who wins. We do know who's in control. So taking time to reach out to those people that are struggling, it's a prime time to share the hope that we have.
I think that's a terrific message, and that's one that we can all be reminded of. And you know, one of the things, Julia, on this program, we embrace our faith, and you know, it's who we are, and you know, that's, you know, a lot of people, it's pretty clear that maybe they don't have that faith because a lot of people are panicking and, you know, they're freaked out. Yeah. and there's really no need to do that. I mean, our mantra here on the show has been be prudent but don't panic. You know, it's right. gonna be okay.
Right, definitely. And the more we can do things that help take that panic away will help us enjoy this time instead of just fritter it away with concern and anxiety.
Look, I think that's terrific advice. Hey, by the way, have you seen Tiger King by any chance?
I have not. I'm considering watching it.
You know, guys,
do you recommend it?
Well, no, I don't, Julia.
I recommend it.
It's as a last ditch effort. But I would say this, as a counselor, I think that you would be intrigued by this series.
Yes, I've been told that. Yeah, we'll have to wait till the babies go to bed and see.
Yeah, definitely not family friendly. It's I'm not sure it's human friendly, but
yeah. We actually watched I Still Believe, the Jeremy Camp love story.
Isn't that a great movie?
Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. So we've been really encouraging that with our teenagers to see an incredible love story, a positive story of someone who put their faith into action. I think that's incredible that it came out during this time.
This is a little old school for you, but your dad, I know, would love this show. The old Andy Griffith show. I've been binge watching it.
Yes. Such a good show. That's a great one, too, for sure.
All right, Julia, we're going to get you back on the program. This is great advice. Now, tell folks where you can go to get more information about you.
Yes, so I'm a typical millennial, live on Instagram, Julia Jeffrey Sadler, but my website is juliajsadler.com.
Love it. All right. Yeah, I think I follow you on Instagram, too, so, yeah, we're learning.
Yes.
Sure. All right, Julia, thank you so much. All the best to you. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.
All right, there you go. Julia Sadler, ladies and gentlemen. Great website, by the way, so you got to check all that out. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. Looking like some good news coming, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow on the show. Hang tight, folks. Be safe. Again, be prudent. Don't panic. Have a great day. This is the Todd Stern Show.